哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
我们靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书的信息。
We continue to share on the messages of the book of Daniel.
特别从今天这一堂开始，要从第七章讲到最后的十二章。
Especially from today's session onwards, from chapter 7 until the last chapter, chapter 12.
这六最后的六章是但以理书的第二大部分的信息。
In this final six chapters of the book of Daniel, this contains the major messages of the book.
这第二大部分的信息全部是有关于幕后的事情。
This second framework of the major messages in the book of Daniel pertains to the end times.
关于幕后的预言以及幕后的启示。
Pertains to the prophecies and the revelations of the end times.
那在这最后的六章里面的内容被称为异象篇。
In this final six chapters, it is also known as the chapters of visions.
几乎每一章里面都有异象。
In every chapter, there is a vision.
那这六章里面一共有四大异象，四个异象。
And among these six chapters, there are four major visions.
那但以理书的第七章是第一个异象。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 7 marks the first vision.
叫做四大巨兽的异象。
The vision of the four great beasts.
你也可以称为四个巨兽啊，怪兽的异象，很奇很怪的。
You can even call this as the vision of the four great monsters or strange creatures.
那第二个意象是在第八章。
The second vision is recorded in chapter 8.
那是公绵羊以及公山羊的两只羊的意象。
And that is the vision of the ram.
那到底要说明什么呢？
What does that talk about?
第三个意象。
The third vision,
就是在第九章的意象。
Recorded in chapter 9.
这意象叫做七十个七的意象。
This is a vision about the 77.
这里面的意象全部的预言启示奥秘都关神的国世界跟神的国有关。
And all this vision in this chapter is pertains to the kingdom of God.
是我们真教会最重要的意象。
It is the most important vision to the true Jesus Church.
那第四个意象是在第十章到十二章。
And the fourth vision is recorded in chapter 10 to chapter 12.
那第四个意象我们称为西底界河的意象，因为是在西底界河看的，也是在西底界河天使在这个河旁和西底界河来讲解解释这个意象。
This is a vision of the river.西底界是在
没有看圣经，
没有看到。
西底节啊
，One of the rivers in chapter 10。
什么 One of the river 西底节河啊？你要去找出来。
Oh, the great river Tigris。
所以一定要读哈。所以我建议哈，无论翻译的还是听但以理书的，你们最好回家有时间就看七章，看到十二章，看过一遍。那传道讲的时候有一个印象。
Therefore, I advise all of you to please read before you come for the sermon.
那最后这个意象呢？那是天使来讲解。
And this final vision had been explained by the angel.
那这最后六章就是这四大意象。
The final six chapters are pertaining to these four major visions.
但以理书被称为旧约的启示录。
The book of Daniel has been known as the book of Revelation in the Old Testament.
它的结构呢？结构跟但以理书的结构几乎是一样的结构，那种排，那种结构安排。
Because the structure and the framework of this book is written very similarly to the book of Revelation.
它前面讲的事情，然后面哦，它前面它第七章讲的事情，原来是在讲后面的事情。
And in fact, the first chapters tend to talk about what is in the end.
那后面那几章所讲的是补充前面所讲的事情。
And the final chapters tend to talk about or to fit in what happened in the beginning.
那启示录的结构也常常是这样。
And this tends to be the structure of the book of Revelation.
如果一章一章按照顺序下去哦，你会搞乱，你会觉得很复杂。
If you go down chapter by chapter and you read chronologically, you will find it very confusing.
今天我们看的第七章其实是解释。第二章的意象。
Today we study chapter 7. This is to explain on the vision that we read in chapter 2.
还记得第二章的那个大金像吗？世界的历史吗？
Do you remember the great image recorded in chapter 2?
这四大兽的意象是在解释或者补助第二章的意象。
And this vision of the four great beasts is to explain and to elaborate on the vision of the golden image in chapter 2.
那第八章呢，是为了解明第七章。
And instead, chapter 8 is to elaborate further on chapter 7.
那第九章呢，又为了补充第八章的意象而写。
Chapter 9 is also written in order to add on what happened in chapter 8.
那十章到十一章这两章呢，是做什么呢？
And from chapter 10 to chapter 11,
十章到十一章这两章呢，是为这个四大意象的综合解释、综合的这个记录。
It's an overall summary of all these four major visions.
那最后一章是什么呢？
What marks the final chapter?
最后一章就是结论。
It is a conclusion.
这幕后事情，这幕后意象的结论。
A conclusion towards the matters of the end times.
那在这最后这一段里面呢，也充满着祷告的，祷告的言语以及启示的信息。
And in this final passage, it also talks about words of prayer and also revelation.
先向大家介绍一下这个最后六章，但以书第二部分的最后六章里面的结构跟它的安排，它的排法。
This is how I will introduce to you these final chapters of the book of Daniel in terms of its structure and its sequence.
好，那回到第七章来。
We look back to chapter 7.
第二章，第七章呢，这个四大巨兽呢，是描述了我们人类历史的四个时期。
These four great beasts recorded in chapter 7 is to illustrate these four major kingdoms of the end of the human history.
第一个时期是四大巨兽的时期。
These four periods of the first period of these four beasts.
那么第二个时期就是十角的时期。
The second period is this horn.
十角，十个角。
These ten horns in verse 7.
是不是有第七节不是讲到有十个角吗？好，没关系，你现在早就太慢了，你听我讲。
Ten horns, verse 7.
好。那这个十个角的时期呢，包括了古罗马帝国，一直延伸到今天我们末世的所有列国，叫做十个角，十个国。
This age or this period of the ten horns started from ancient Rome until the kingdoms of today.
这是第二个时期。
That marks the second period.
那第三个时期是什么呢？
What is the third period?
第三个时期就是小角的时期。
The third period is this small horn.
第八节。
The little horn in verse 8.
第八节这里看到有一个小角长出来，很小的角。
Here it shows us of a little horn that grew out.
你不要看清这个小角，虽然是小角，它做的事情可怕了，它是做的事情可够大了。
Don't even look lightly on this little horn that you see here. Its effect is great.
因为它是专抵挡神、对付神的，来攻击神的，来毁灭教会的呀。
Its works are detrimental. It resists God. It also opposes the church.
它就是末世与神作对的地基督。
And it is the Antichrist against God in the end times.
这是第三个时期。
That is the third period.
第四个时期是什么？
What's the fourth period?
第四个时就是神永远国度的时期。
The fourth period or the fourth age is also the age of the eternal kingdom of God.
那当我们进入到讲到第四个时期的时候，
When we enter into the fourth period,
它是紧接着第三个时期那个小角而来的。
It is
小角的出现，碧波跟着就是第四时期的到来。
It follows very closely and very tightly with the age before, the age of the little horn.
那这个口出狂言的小角，这个地基督啊，被坐在天上的大法官叫做亘古长存者，被神审判毁灭他。
And this little horn, which is Antichrist with a mouth of speaking pompous words, and it will eventually be judged by the eternal king.
我们看二十六节。
By God.
看二十六节。
We look at verse 26.
然而审判者必坐座行审判，他的权柄必被那个小角他的权柄必被夺去，毁坏、灭绝，一直到底，最后被神审判。
This is the court that where you will be seated, and they will take away this dominion of this little horn and consume it to destroy it forever.
那十一节更清楚了。
Verse 11 was clearer.
十一节说，我观看那个兽，因为小角因为这个小角说夸大的话的声音被杀，小角被杀，身体损坏，扔在火中被焚烧，被神杀灭了。
Now that this little horn was also been slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame.
那最后就实现永远神的国度。
And eventually, the eternal kingdom of God will materialize.
27节
Verse 27.
国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣民，他的国是永远的。
And this eternal kingdom shall be given eternally.
这我们会谈，会进入到永远国度的这个时期。
We will enter into the age of the everlasting kingdom.
这样看到吗？从这个四大祭兽地契章里面，我们看到了这四个时期。
From these four great beasts in chapter 7, we can see this four period of time, these four ages.
我们会一个时期一个时期来讲。
We will now expound on the on all these ages.
那在这个地契章里面呢，有四个重要的信息。
Chapter 7 tells us of four important messages.
第一个就是四个祭兽的意象，四个祭兽的神奇。
The first one being the image of these four great beasts.
这个是世界历史的国度的发展，跟它的毁灭，跟它的没落。
And this is development and prosperity, as well as the downfall of this worldly kingdom.
这是第七章的第一个信息。This
is the first primary message of chapter 7.
第一个信息就是我们要讲进入到的小角，这个小角时期。
The second primary message of this chapter is to enter into the age of the little horn.
第三个重点就是讲神的国度，永远的国度。
The third important message is about the eternal everlasting kingdom of God.
第四个重点呢，信息就是要讲审判的大宝座。The
fourth important point is about the judgment throne.
我称它为天上的法庭，我们称它为天上的法庭。I
call that as the heavenly courts.
因为这里看到神在打开的天上的法庭进行审判。
As you can see here, that the courts of heaven have been opened to execute judgment.
那在这些的信息中，传道会跟大家对照启示录所讲的信息。In
all these messages, I would like to also make reference to the book of Revelation.
那从但以理书跟启示录对照一下，那是一样的，所讲的是一样的，一个在旧约，一个在新约，在末期讲的都一样的。
As we make this comparison between the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, whatever the messages that have been carried are the same.
我们来看四大祭兽的时期。We
look at the age of these four great beasts.
来读第一节。
Verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts.
这个但以理看的这第一个意象在什么时候看到的呢？
When did Daniel have this first vision?
这里说 在巴比伦王伯沙撒王的元年第一年里面，他就做梦，他就看到这个异象。It
is written here that it was in the first year of reign under Belshazzar.
那这个时间点是在主前533年前的时候。And
it is on the time point of 533 BC.
那当但以理看到这个异象的时候呢，14年后，巴比伦才被毁灭掉。
And after Daniel saw this vision, only after 14 years later, before Babylon was destroyed.
所以第七章的第一节跟第五章的三十节，你对照一下，相隔了14年。And
you can compare this from chapter 7, verse 1, between chapter 5, verse 30, there is a span of 14 years.
因为五章三十节说，那一夜巴比伦灭亡了。Because
in chapter 5, verse 30, that night Babylon was destroyed.
这是但以理在床上夜间所做的梦。This
is a dream that Daniel had when he was on his bed.
这梦也叫做夜间的异象。This
is also this dream is also known as the vision of the night.
夜间的异象往往在圣经里面都有它的特殊意义，晚上黑夜时的异象。And
whenever we talk about the vision of the night, it has a very special significance in the Bible.
这是我们对第一节的解释。That's
our understanding on verse 1.
那第二节,
Secondly, verse 2, Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea.
这第二节说，但以理说，他在梦中啊，在异象中，他看见天的四风抖起，天的四风刮起来。Daniel
said that he saw these four winds of heaven were stirring up.
天的四风来自天上。
This four winds came from heaven, came from God.
那天的四风也指四风是指东南、东南、西北这四个方向的风。
And these four winds can also refer to north, south, east, west in all these four directions.
那天的四风代表神的能力、神的作为、神的旨意。
The four winds of heaven also represent the power, the will, and the works of God.
因为神正在进行他的旨意。 神正在进行他的工作。
Because the Lord God is now executing His will and the works of the end times.
也说明世界国度的历史，它的发展，它的兴起，它的没落，它发生的一切任何事情，都是神在掌控的，神在主导的。
He also goes on to establish the fact that the history of mankind of all prosperity and downfalls of kingdoms is all under the hands of God.
哦，这是在我们在解释什么叫做天的事。
We are trying to explain to you what are these four winds of heaven.
啊，是神的能力、神的作为、神的旨意、神的计划。
It is the power, the works, and the will, as well as the plan of God.
那这个神的风啊，四个风吹在哪里呢？
Where are these four winds are blown at?
神将这个天的四风夸在大海之上，有没有？夸在大海之上，吹在海上。
The four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea.
这说明这个大海哈，是指这个世界，就是我们所熟悉的地球。
This great
这个地球是被水淹盖、被水淹没的。
This great sea also refers to this familiar world of ours, this earth which was once being covered in water.
整个地球都被水包围的。
Which was also being covered in water.
这是我们在创世纪第一章第二节里面看到的，地是烟面黑暗。
Just as we read in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, that the whole world was void.
是吗？是第二节吗？
The surface of the world was void.
嗯。大海是指这个世界，是这个地球。神把这个天上的四风，神的旨意、神的能力、神的作为、神的计划，哦，花在这个世界上，放在这个世界上。
And these four winds are blowing on the great sea. Is where God's will, God's work, and God's plan, God's action has been executed on this world.
那当天风刮起的时候呢，吹在海上的时候呢，表示这世界的局势即将有动乱，有变化，有各种的变化，各种的改变，甚至是动乱。
And that's to say that as these four winds are blown on the great sea on our world will be set with a chaos, with a certain kind of a change.
你看海哈、哦、被风吹的时候是不平稳的，不会平静，一直在汹涌，一直在动的，那是动乱的意思，不稳定的意思。
As the winds blow on the seas, you can see waves and turbulence, and that represents chaos and also drastic change.
这是我们对第二节的解释跟了解。
That's our understanding and our explanation of verse 2.
其实为什么第一节第二要先这样讲？
Why do we have to start with verse 1 in this way?
因为看下去这个四大巨兽的时候呢，就看到世界的动乱、世界的不稳定、世界的斗争、世界的这种杀戮，就是像海这样。风刮起海浪，刮起不稳定的风浪。
As we read on further regarding the four beasts, the four great beasts will set this world on great chaos, uncertainty, and instability.
好，我们来读三节，到第六节。
From verse 3 to verse 6.
And four, 先到第五节。
Verse 5.
And four, 对不起，到第六节，对不起。
Okay, verse 6. And four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, a second, like a bear. It was raised up on one side, and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth.And they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. Verse 6, After this I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back 4 wings of a bird, and the beast also had 4 heads, and dominion was given to it.
好，我们先讲这三个巨兽。
We talk about these first 3 beasts.
第四个兽呢，我们等下再读，因为这个兽比较特别。
We will talk about the 4th beast later, which is more special.
第三节说呢，有四个大兽呢，从海中上。
Verse 3 talks about these four great beasts coming out from the sea.
而且它们的形状各有不同。
And each of them have different forms.
从海中来的兽，那你要对比启示录十三章那个海中兽，要对比一下。
And these great beasts from the sea can be compared to a book of Revelation chapter 13.
好，那或许我们有时间会再对照一下。
We can compare that later if we have time.
哦，无论哪一个兽都是从海中上来的。
Regardless of whichever beast that they are, they came from the sea.
就是从这个世界来的，是在世界产生的国度，在世界产生出来的怪兽。
They came from this world. They are produced out of this world or these worldly kingdoms.
而且这四个兽呢，四个王国呢，四个国呢。四个王呢，都在 不稳定中、动乱当中、斗争当中、战争当中产生出来的国度。
This four B is also referring to the four kingdoms, the four kings, and which are all which have arisen out of the chaos and instability of this world.
你看世上的国哦，哪一个国起来都好哦，它都是在动乱中、政治的动乱中啊产生出来，不会说平平静静产生。一定是动乱中产生出来的。
Every kingdom and nation that has arisen, it has all started out from a mess and from chaos, from instability.
那头一个兽呢，像狮子。
And the first beast was like a lion.
啊，而且呢，有鹰的翅膀。
And it had eagle's wings.
那当你正在看的时候，突然间看到兽的翅膀被拔去了。
As Daniel was watching, his wings were plucked off.
嗯，那这个兽呢，它用两脚站立，好像人这样。后来又得了人心
and it was able to stand on two feet, and eventually a man's heart was given to it.
嗯，好，我先讲，对不起，我先讲第三节，对不起，先讲第三节。
Let me go back to verse 3.
这四大兽是从哪里来？
Where did this great four great beasts come from?
从海中上来，那就从世界来的。
From the sea, referring to the world.
我们来对比一下，这个四大兽跟启示录十三章的海中兽一样。
You can compare that it is the same as referring to Revelation chapter 13.
我们看启示录十三章。
We refer to chapter 13, book of Revelation.
我先讲完它了，不然等下忘记了。
Let me just explain this straight away.
启示录十三章。
Revelation chapter 13.
十三章，我们来读一节到三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，是吗？海中上来一样的。
A beast rising up out of the sea.
有十角去头，在十角上带着个十个冠冕，去头上有亵渎的名号。第二节。
Verse 2.
我所看见的兽形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。那龙将这能力、作为和大权都给了他。那我们读到这里的时候呢
？When we read this，
我们看到其实但以理书的那三个兽是不是一样啊？是不是有狮子啊？有熊啊，有豹啊，是不是
？Isn't this exactly the same as we just read in Book of Daniel? There's a leopard, a bear, and a lion.
嗯，这里启示十三章也是好像熊啊，又好像豹啊，又好像狮子啊，它是那个三个兽的组合体。
And this is exactly as mentioned here in the book of Revelation, the combination of the leopard, the bear, and the lion.
那它也有第四个兽的形啊，它的情形。
There's also the fourth beast.
哦，我们刚才没有读嘛，是吧
？We have not read that in Daniel. Why am I not reading it?
因为这个第四个兽啊，很难去解释呀。
Because the fourth beast is very hard to
explain. 因为它没有名字的呀。
It does not have a name.
你读当以书第七章第七节的时候，讲到第四个兽的时候，没有名字的，也没有用一个动物、一个野兽来代表它，完全没有。
You flip back to Daniel chapter 7 verse 7 when you talk about the fourth beast, and there's no name to describe this, and there's no animal likeness to it.
第七章第七但以书七章七节说，只是说它很可怕，它非常的强壮，它非常的有能力，它有很大的铁牙，它可以咬碎所有的咬碎所有的东西，还用脚践踏。就是这样描述它很可怕，没有名字，也没有动物的形象。
And Daniel's best description was that this beast was dreadful, terrible, and exceedingly strong.
启示录十三章讲的那只兽的时候，突然间讲到第四那只兽的时候，也是这样形容，它没有名字的。
And the same way when the book of Revelation talked about the fourth beast, and there was no name given to it.
我们看启示录十三章。
We look at Revelation chapter 13.
第二节说它的形象好像豹，是吗？
And this beast was like a leopard.
脚好像熊是吗
？And the feet like a bear.
口好像狮子是吗
？And the mouth like a lion.
这三个兽，但以理书的三个兽嘛，对吧
？These are three beasts in the book of Daniel.
我们注意看第四个兽。
We look at the fourth beast.
第三节，启示录十三章三节。
Revelation 13 verse 3.
我看见兽的七角中有一个似乎就是好像受了死伤，那死伤却医好了。全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽，全地的人跟从那个第四只兽。
Now all the world marveled and followed the fourth beast.
但是这个第四个兽也没有说像熊，也没有说像狮子，也没有像任何的动物都没有。
And
一样，但以理书讲的都没有。
And no description about this beast, as though it looked like a leopard, a bear, or a lion. None of it.
只说它好像受了死伤，结果伤好起来。
And it is just described as a mortally wounded, and his wound was healed.
所以启示录十三章的这只兽呢，叫做无名的兽。
Therefore, this beast in chapter 13 is this nameless beast.
或者叫做受伤的兽。
Or it's also known as the wounded beast.
这是我自己给它起的名字。
That's how I would name it.
因为它没有名字。
Because it has no name.
它甚至没有。没有那些野兽的形象都没有。
It does not bear any likeness of any animal.
它是受伤的。
It's just mortally wounded.
所以我们这样比较好认、啊、好讲。这个就是无名的兽，也叫做受伤的兽。
Now for ease of our reference, we can call it the nameless beast or the wounded beast.、
嗯、那么回到但以理书七章。
Return back to Daniel chapter 7.
我们看这个第七节。
You look back at verse 7.、
啊、这个也是没有名字的。
It's a nameless beast.
来请念一下。
Verse 7, after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong, it had huge iron teeth, it was devouring, breaking in pieces and trampling the residue with its feet, it was different from the four beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.、
嗯、这样明白吗？这单语说四个兽跟启示录的十三章那一只兽，启示录那只兽就是这四只兽的组合体。所有旧约时代的四个兽、哦、已经全部在启示的时候、哦、重生起来，重新出现出来，在一个兽里面。
Now you can understand and deduce that the
四个兽在启示录十三章那只兽里面重新看到，重新在这个兽里面看到。
This great beast recorded in Revelation chapter 13 is a combination of all these four dreadful beasts together that emerge again in the end times.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is that so?
原来但以理书七章已经有预言。
As prophesied in Daniel chapter 7.
但以理书的这四大兽呢其实已经死了早都灭亡了那些国度全部没有了。
In fact, these four great beasts recorded in Daniel chapter 7 have already died and they have been destroyed.
但是这个四个兽的精神，他们的骄傲，他们的贪婪，他们的邪恶，都一直存留，没有死。
And yet, the spirit and the pride, the greed and also the evil of these four beasts did not die with them.
一直他们的这种精神啊，这种骄傲邪恶，一直存留到启示录十三章的时候。那只兽出现的时候，才重新活起来。这四只兽的精神，四只兽的骄傲跟邪恶，才重新的活过来。
And there will be a time when the spirit of this evil and the wickedness and also pride of these four beasts will be rekindled and revived in the book of Revelation.
简单说，但以理书的四个怪兽呢，在启示录十三章重现。重新出现，简单讲就是这样。
Simply put, that all these four great beasts of the book of Daniel will emerge again.
然后看，我们看但以理书的预言。
You look at the book of Daniel.
七章十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
啊，十二节这里说，其余的兽的权柄都被夺去。
That the rest of these beasts had their dominion taken away.
哦，这里的兽全部都死了嘛，权柄都被夺去嘛，它。
Now these beasts have been slain and the dominion taken away.
哦，就是说那四个国都没有了嘛，都结束了嘛。
Referring to these four kingdoms which have ended.
但是他们的生命却仍然存留着。
And yet their lives were prolonged.
存留到什么时候
？For what until when?
存留到神所定的时候和日期，他们要重新活过来，重新出现。
For a season and a time as predetermined by God, and they will revive.
那个在但以理书肯定不明白，肯定。存到什么时候呀
？In the book of Daniel, you wouldn't understand until when will there be revived.
那个时候是什么时候？那个日期是什么日期呀
？And when is this season? When is this date and time?
原来我们看启示录十三章的时候，我们就把它对起来了， right. 我们就明白了，原来存留到神所定的时候和日期就是十三章，启示录十三章。
As you compare that with the book of Revelation chapter 13, we understand that it will be prolonged until the season and the time as recorded in chapter 13, Revelation.
所以这四个兽的精神，他们的作为，他们的邪恶、骄傲，身体、哦、虽然死了，但是他们这种精神行为没有死亡，一直到十三章，启示录十三章，大家要注意这个事情。
Now therefore take note that although these four beasts have been slain and their reign ended in chapter 7 of the book of Daniel, but their spirit and the works of greed and evil still lasted until the end times.
现在我们讲解了四个兽跟启示录十三章那只兽的对比、哦、 是四字兽的重现。
And now we have
重新复制重现。
Explained the comparison between these four beasts of the book of Daniel chapter 7 and also the book of the Revelation chapter 13 and also the re-emergence of these four beasts in the end times.
我们回到第四节，《但以理书》七章的四节，这个像狮子的是什么呢？
And what is this lion likened to in chapter 7 verse 4?
这个四大兽呢，原来就是外邦帝国的政权啊。
These four great beasts are referred to the authorities and the governance of the Gentile kingdoms.
那是在解释第二章的那个金银铜铁那个大金像来描来补充啊。
It's referring to the chapter 2 great image of gold, silver, bronze, and also iron and clay.
第二章哈，第二章是用一个大象金银铜铁来描述这个世界的国度。
And this chapter 2 has illustrated the kingdoms of this world using this gold, silver, bronze, and clay.
那第七章是用怪兽、恶兽来描述这个世界的国度。
Now chapter 7 is to use this picture of this great beast to describe and illustrate the kingdom of this world.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要清楚一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, be clear with us.
在神的眼里啊，世界所有的国度、国家、政权，在神的眼里看都是恶兽，都是野兽。都是怪兽，在神的眼里。
In the eyes of God, all governance, all authorities, and all powers, in this world, are but beasts and only monsters.
这个是很重要的一个启示。
It's a very important revelation.
什么国家在世界，什么国家都一样。
Whatever kingdom there is in this world,
在灵界里，在神来看哦，都是野兽，凶恶的、残暴的、杀人的、贪婪的、骄傲的、吞吃的。
And in the eyes of God,
所有的国家都是这样。
In a spiritual realm, and all these kingdoms are but cruel, and also, and it will devour, and it will be, it is most brutal.
这些领导这个国家的君王、元首，里面都被邪灵、世界的王控制，世界的王来控制。
And all these ministers and leaders of these kingdoms have been under dominion and under control of this.Worldly king.
这是我们从但以理书神的启示看到，所有的国度、帝国、君王，在神眼里看是怪兽。
And therefore, we can see in this book of Daniel that all kingdoms and dynasties and empires are but beasts and monsters in the eyes of God.
那么这个狮子哦，有翅膀的狮子呢，就是指巴比伦国了。
And this lion with eagle's wings refer to Babylon.
你看巴比伦的国珍哦，它国珍啊，它就是一个人面狮身，然后有一对翅膀的，有没有
？Look at the national logo.
它的国珍就是这样，人面狮身跟翅膀。
The national icon or logo of Babylon is this a human face with the wings and also 人面狮身 and also a lion's body.
那这啊，这里就是这个就是这里描述的一模一样。
Is exactly the same as described here.
那这个是代表巴比伦国的，它的特色就是威武，很威严，很厉害，很威武。
This symbolizes the power and the strength of Babylon.
那么这里说它的翅膀被拔去。
But here it says its wings have been plucked off.
那是巴比伦在强盛的时候呢，好像狮子加上翅膀这样，这没有错。
In the peak of the strength of the Babylon is likened to a lion with wings.
但后来因为他骄傲，被神拔去他的翅膀嘛，是吧
？But because of his own pride, his wings have been plucked off by God.
赤草如牛嘛。
And now it went to the field and grazed on the ground.
他的人的心变成兽的心啊。
His heart was likened to the heart of a beast.
后来他站立起来哈，就回神让他悔改了。恢复回人的样子，用脚站立。
But later, it was made to stand on its own two feet again, like a man.
然后这里特别说，他又得了人心，人的心又恢复了，兽的心就消失了。
And again, it was especially mentioned that a man's heart was given back to it.
这就是我们学习过的，好熟悉的，那个巴尼布加尼撒王神对他的审判。
And this is a story that we have learned before. We are familiar with about the king Nebuchadnezzar, who has been punished and was also being given back.
那第二个兽是指什么呢
？And what is the second beast?
这里说哈，旁夸而坐的熊啊。
It is raised up on one side. This is a bear.
第五节嘛。
Verse 5.
那是指马代跟波斯帝国，马代。波斯两个联合起来的帝国。
It refers to this kingdom or this consolidated kingdom between Medes and Persia.
那这个国的特色是什么呢
？And what is this special characteristic?
这国的特色就是叫做不对称的脸盆。
It is.
它马代跟波斯是两个国， 合起来的一个联合联盟。
It is also a very lopsided or very imbalanced union of these two kingdoms.
横跨而坐的意思是说明它一边高一边低的。
It is raised up on one side, which means the other side is lower.
原文是说一边站起来。
And
一边站起来，一边坐下，那是很不对称的呀，不对称的呀。
You refer to the original text. It also stated that it is one side standing, the other is sitting, and it is only a very imbalanced picture.
那事实上也是这样。马代与波斯的势力，他们的力量完全不相等的写照，不对等的。
And historical speaking, it is correct because Medes and also Persia, their powers and authorities were not on the balance.
波斯的国力远胜过马代的国。
The governance and the power of Persia exceeded Medes very far.
那两国的联合是不对等的联合。
And this the union of these two kingdoms are but a very imbalanced union.
那这个波斯帝国呢，它口哦。口衔着三根肋骨，看到吗
？And in the, this Persian kingdom had these three ribs out of his mouth.
那是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
这是预言，它指它并吞三个国家。
This is a prophecy to say that it will devour three kingdoms.
当然，它并吞的不只是三个国家。
And not only three kingdoms that it devoured.
但是这三个大国当时是个代表性的国家来的。
But these three major kingdoms that it devoured were representative.
都被它吞噬了。
Were great in its age.
第一个就是我们熟悉的巴比伦国，一夜之间被它毁灭掉。
The first one is what we are familiar with. Babylon had been destroyed.
这个是很惊人的，也是很轰动的，当时的历史。
This overnight downfall of Babylon was indeed very astonishing.
然后埃及也算这个强国被它毁灭了。
And Egypt as another strong kingdom had been destroyed.
还有一个叫做里迪亚国也被它毁灭了。
And the other one as a
里迪亚，不懂叫什么。
里迪亚。
那么也有人指他口里衔着三根骨头，是指他毁灭掉巴比伦的三个王。
And now, these three ribs are also some people reckon that, this kingdom destroyed these three kings.
巴比伦的三个王。
The three kings of Babylon.
然后就是尼布甲尼撒王。
King Nebuchadnezzar.
还有以莫以米罗大王，再来就是波沙沙王。
And King,
没关系了，就三个王。
Two other kings, and before Belshazzar.
这个要读历史才知道。
You have to know this when you refer to historical names.
所以这叫做口衔着三根肋骨。
And this is what it means by having these three ribs in his mouth.
根座呢，它起来吞吃多肉，看到吗？第五节，这个兽呢，起来吞吃很多的肉。
Verse 5, arise and devour much flesh.
就是指哦，它继续吞吃更多的国家。占领更多的国家了。
It goes to say that it will continue to conquer and colonize even more nations.
你看它吞吃的国家比巴比伦帝国更多、更远，甚至吞吃到印度去。
And the nations and the nations that it colonized or conquered was even further and greater than Babylon as far as to India.
这个是第二个兽的情形啊。
That is the situation of the second beast.
好，第三个兽呢
？What about third beast?
第三个兽有四个翅膀的豹，看到没有？第六节。
Verse 6, the leopard with four wings.
这个我们都知道是指希腊帝国。
We all know this as the Greek nation.
那它的特色就是迅速的征服各国，它的战争，它的可怕的地方就是快速，非常的快速。
And we understand that this characteristics of this Greece kingdom was its efficiency and its speed in conquering so many nations.
我们都知道豹是所有动物中跑最快的，是吗
？We all know leopard as the fastest animal.
已经是跑最快了的，还给它加上鸟的四个翅膀，那不得了，那会飞呀！它已经够快了，还加上翅膀给它，那不得了了。
The leopard being the fastest animal, and it was also being given wings, and it would be faster than before.
这说明亚历山大大帝哦，他行军打仗的速度超级快速，快到你根本想象不到。你听到他要来，你想要准备，他已经来了；你想要起来作战，他已经毁灭你了。快不快？快到你没办法反抗。
This completely attests to the efficiency of the conquest by Alexander the Great. And before any enemies are getting ready, his army was already attacking.
历史告诉我们，他真的是好像豹加上四个翅膀，真的一模一样。
And history does indeed tell us that it was likened to a leopard with four wings.
几年当中啊，他年纪轻轻，几年当中就攻占了欧亚非三大洲，欧洲、亚洲、非洲三个大洲被他占领。
Within a very short time span of a few years only, and he has already conquered all these nations across Europe and other places.
因为他也活不长啊，他好像31还是32岁就死了，是吗？31还是32岁他就死亡了，很年轻啊。
As I understand, he also didn't have a long life, and he died around 32 or 33.
想起来没有真正享受到那个帝王的王帝的那种享受。因为他的一生就是打仗打仗打仗打仗，打到最后他自己突然间死掉了，他没有享受到这个大帝王的那种享受，他没有。
He did not even have the time and the luxury to enjoy the fruit of his labor and his battles, and all his life was about fighting and fighting and battling and battling.
传道很喜欢在丧礼的时候讲他的故事的，因为很感人的，也是很有启发性的。
I really like talking about his story in the funeral service because his story is a very inspirational.
这么厉害又怎么样呢？
What good does it bring?
死的时候不是两手空空吗？他两手伸出来，空空，我什么都没有，不是这样子吗
？And on your deathbed, both your hands are only empty.
很厉害，很厉害，又怎样
？You are so great in this life, aren't you?
还是空空的。
But eventually, you'll be left with emptiness.
那这里说这个豹呢，它有四个头。
And here it says that this leopard had four heads.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
原来当亚历山大大帝死的时候呢？他的四个元帅，四个将军啊，分刮了他的国土了，分成四个国土，四个地方。
And turned out that this great emperor Alexander the Great, when he died, and his kingdom was being split and divided to four other smaller kingdoms.
所以这个豹呢，这个时候有四个头的，原来有四个将军啊，做了头啊，做了另哦，他们建立了四个国度啊，四个他们的国。
And therefore, when this leopard had four heads, it also means that this kingdom was divided into four generals.
你看这些都跟着但以理的意象预言哦，这样历史这样发生呢，历史真的这样发生。
And according exactly to this prophecy by Daniel, history has demonstrated it.
对，但以理看这个意象的时候，巴比伦都还没有灭亡啊，巴比伦都还存在啊。
And then he saw this vision, the kingdom of Babylon was still in place.
当然那个熊也不存在咯，豹也不存在咯。
And there was no sign of the bear, no sign of the leopard.
那第四只兽更加不存在咯。
And not even the fourth beast.
可是这里已经讲就是这样发生，一定会这样发生。结果历史真的这样发生，一模一样。
This prophecy has clearly illustrated what was to come, and it did happen accordingly.
这就说明神的话是，神的预言是绝对准确，绝对标准。
This attests to that every prophecy and every word of God would be accurate.
不会说讲了这样的预言，等下发生的是另外的、不同的，绝对不会。如果不同的，那就不是神的预言。
Should any prophecy differ in the future, and all these are not the prophecies of God, because God's prophecies will never change.
这样说明什么呢
？What does that tell you?
说明哦，世界的历史、它的发展、它的强弱、兴旺跟灭亡。一切照做神的计划在进行，世界是照做神的计划在进行，不是神照做世界在进行，不是。
It goes to confirm to us that the history of all mankind, as well as the rise and the fall, the prosperity and the downfall of all kingdoms throughout history, will be in full accordance to the will of God and to the plan of God.
好，再接下去。
We continue.
那这个豹的兽呢，又得了群，这四个头哈、又得了群。
This beast which had four heads, was given dominion.
那原文直接翻译说，统治权哦，交给了他了。
And in the original text, it refers to the power to rule and governance.
使他有更高的权势，战无不胜。
So that he has a greater power with which it will never fall in all conquest.
这些都有神的计划，神的意思了。
Even all these had the will and the plan of God.
那这个四个头哦，后来成立了四个国，就是马其顿国、叙利亚国，还有埃及，还有小亚细亚这四个。那等一下圣经会看到。 会看到这四个国。
And you can also see that these four heads eventually will be divided into the kingdoms of Macedonia, Egypt, Syria, as well as Minor Asia.
啊，特别是叙利亚国跟埃及这两个国。那在第八章的时候，在第八章的，对不起，在这个第十一章的时候会看到南北王的战争，就是这四个国中的两个国哈，南北王在战争。
And
就是指这四个头的两个头在内斗。
Especially regarding Syria and Egypt and these two great kingdoms, resulted in chapter 11 later, between that is known as the North-Southern battle.
那个小角哈，那个受哈敌基督的那个小角，也是从这个死角里面跑出来的，从这个北方王那边跑出来的。
And this little horn that we are going to discuss later would also be emerging out of the northern kingdom.
嗯，那、好，我们现在来看这个第四个兽。哦，时间到了。
Our time is almost up.
第四个兽讲完，它可以吗
？Let's finish up the fourth.
啊，第四个兽是斗国中的焦点，四个兽当中的焦点。
And in fact, this the fourth beast should be the focus among all these beasts.
它没有任何兽的代表，没有任何兽的代表。
It bears no likeness of any animal and beast.
啊，也许哦，有人解释说，因为丹尼里时代这个帝国完全没有任何的存在或者任何成型的迹象，完全没有。但是我不同意这样的解释。
Some people reckoned or explained in this way that it had no such bearing or no such emergence in the time of Daniel, but I don't agree with that.
好像这个希腊帝国这个暴雨也当时也还没有成立，也还没有这个国的存在。
Just
可是圣经就说它像暴了，就已经说了。为什么到第四国所不说呢？第四个兽所不说呢？
Just as the kingdom of Greece was non-existent in the time of Daniel when he saw this likeness of the leopard, and why do you claim that this fourth beast, because of there was no likeness of this kingdom, and then there was no likeness of the beast.
这个是个很深的奥秘来的。
This is a very deep mystery.
因为这个兽哦，它会延伸到末世的时候的，然后有关真攻击真耶稣教会。
Because this final beast will last to the very end of the end times, and it will come to attack the true church.
嗯，所以圣经只说它是一个可怕的兽，没有名字，没有一个定向，但是非常可怕。
Which is why it is only been described by the Bible as a dreadful beast without any name.
那它的特色就是凶暴残忍。
And it's the characteristics what's been dreadful, terrible, and exceedingly strong.
圣经很简单说，它是强壮的，它是有能力的，它是可怕的。强壮、有力、可怕，用三句话来描述它。
And only three descriptions: dreadful, terrible, and exceedingly strong.
这种描述很简单、啊。
It is very simple.
但是标榜说它的体积强壮，它的身体的体积多大，甚至标榜着它的危险性非常高。
And it manifests this great size and stature that it had, and also the high risk or danger that it poses.
你暂时能够了解的就这样多而已。
This is as much as you can understand.
因为它还没有真正出现。
Because it has not emerged.
嗯，当它真正出现，你就看到它的可怕了。
When it emerges, then you will find how dreadful it really is.
我是说，那个敌基督者到启示录的时候的那边。
I'm referring to the Antichrist that will emerge in the future.
那在世界的历史中，这第四只兽呢，是指罗马帝国了。
In the history of mankind, this fourth beast refers to the Roman Empire.
嗯，因为天使也有解释啊。
As explained by the angel,
这四个我们看但以如七章十七节
Revelation chapter 7 verse 17
这四个大兽呢怪兽呢就是世上的四个王将要在世上兴起来就是四王将要在世界上兴起来那是指世界的国咯
And these are the four great beasts which are the four kings that arise out of the earth.
嗯，这是天使的解释。
That is explained by the angel.
大家不要想太多哦，这四个兽就是指是啊，当时世界的四个帝国。
And therefore, do not overly explain this, because these four beasts indeed refer to the four kings of Daniel's time.
这只是讲世界的历史来看。
And that's looking at it from a historical point of view.
但是里面还有奥秘，还有属灵的。
But there are indeed a spiritual teachings to it.
就是说，为什么没有给它起名？为什么没有兽的代表？
And regarding the mystery about the why it did not have any likeness of any beast.
因为它会假扮成又好像羔羊啊，我跟你讲。
And it bears no name because it can disguise itself as a lamb.
哦，你说它是兽，它不是啊，它是羊来的，绵羊来，羔羊来的。
Now you call that a monster or beast, but it is a lamb.
所以你叫圣经怎样用一个准确的名字来给它呢？没有。
So
it's, 没有准确的名字。
With all these disguises, and how can the Bible give it a definite name?
就让我们自己去警醒，让我们自己去揣摩。
And all this,
去警醒。
Are for us to be very vigilant and very watchful.
那这个罗马帝国呢？我们回到层面上哦，世界的层面。这罗马帝国它有大铁呀。
On the worldly point of view, we look at this Roman.Empire with this iron teeth.
这些金属的大铁啊，代表它的残忍和它的力量啊。
This huge iron teeth represents its cruelty, its power.
铁牙也代表那些野兽撕裂那些猎物的时候，这样撕裂那种残忍啊，那种可怕。
The way it was devouring its prey and breaking into pieces.
啊，那罗马帝国最可怕的、最出名、最可怕的地方就是它的十字架跟它的斗兽场，知道吗
？And what is the most terrifying about the Roman Empire was the was the Colosseum and also its crucifix.
十字架是所有众人类历史中哦最残忍的刑罚，最可怕、最残忍、最毒辣的这种刑罚。罗马政府哦，罗马帝国发明出来。
And the crucifix is also the worst kind of, or the most cruel form of punishment that was invented by the Roman Empire.
后来因为太残忍了，太不人道了，这个刑罚取消掉，不被允许，因为太残忍。
This sentence or this punishment of the crucifixion was too cruel, and it was being banned.
主耶稣受的刑罚是最残忍、最痛苦的刑罚。
And therefore, the sufferings that the Lord Jesus bore for us was the worst kind of suffering.
斗兽场就是把那些抓来的奴仆啊，抓来的那些人啊，丢到那个野兽那边去哦，跟狮子搏斗，跟熊、跟豹搏斗，啊，那些人在看啊，哈哈大笑，看你被野兽吞吃啊，撕裂啊，咬掉你的头啊，咬掉你的肠啊，你能战胜只是你幸运哦，你战不胜你就被吞灭。你今天战胜了，那明天呢？后天呢？
And now, the second most cruel icon of the Roman Empire was its Colosseum, and also how they put and torture people among the beasts and among ferocious animals, and where they are torn apart into pieces.
这只是他们娱乐他们那个王族、那些贵族、那些富有人家的一种娱乐方法，一种娱乐，好像我们现在玩电动啊、看戏这种娱乐性的东西而已哦。
And this was,
但是没有一个国家、没有一个帝国会发明这样的娱乐的啦，啊，他们就发明这样的娱乐。
This was the kind of entertainment that they've invented for themselves.
看爽的，你知道吗？看爽的，你知道吗？
It was only for their leisure.
很可怕，很残忍的事情。
It is very dreadful and very frightening.
这是用他的大铁牙来形容他的残忍。
And with this great iron teeth, it describes this its cruelty.
那这里说罗马帝国呢，剩下的用脚来践踏，什么意思呢？
What does it mean by trampling the residue with his feet?
就是说，他对于那些没有毁灭的名著，罗马往往把他们抓来卖，作为奴，当奴隶啊，来做买卖，卖掉。
And this refers to the tribes and people which were not annihilated, and the Roman Empire would capture them to exile them to sell them.
就是那个人啊，那些被他抓的人啊，没有人的尊严啊，好像被他踩在地上，被践踏，没有人性的尊严，就是一个奴仆啊，被买被卖。
And these are people who have been captured by the Roman Empire will be given no more dignity and that will be sold out, that will be trampled under their feet.
他们就是高高在上，那些王族、贵族啊，高高在上，你就是很低贱的被他们的脚踩在他们的脚下，你的整个身体、整个生命、整个尊严被他踩在他们的脚下。
But the rich and the nobility would be lifted high and aloof, and all of the rest would be trampled under their feet.
那么历史告诉我们，罗马帝国的毁灭力度远远超过前面的三个帝国，巴比伦国跟波斯帝国跟希腊帝国，它的那种残忍性超过他们。
And the history
远远超过三个帝国。
History does tell us that the Roman Empire is, in terms of its destructive power, far exceeds those the powers of the kingdoms before, the kingdom of Babylon, the kingdom of Persia and also Greece.
那么罗马帝国在众帝国当中是它的版图是最大的，国土最大的。
And in terms of the territories and the land of his, that was owned and conquered by Rome, it is greatest.
他的政府行动呢是最彻底，是他的国权国国的王国的那个时间哈、哦、啊寿命哦是最长的，一千多年了、啊，罗马帝国一千多年了。
And the lifespan of this kingdom of Rome was also the longest, being 1,000 and more years.
如果 我还没有记错的话，我都忘记了，巴比伦帝国大概是五六百年就结束了。他的帝国就完了，五六百年了。
If I'm not mistaken, the kingdom of Babylon only had about 500-600 years of lifespan.
那这一千多年啊，多可怕呀！
But the kingdom of Rome had 1,000 and more years.
一直到耶稣时代还是罗马帝国。耶稣死了啊，升天复活时还是罗马帝国呀。
Until the time of Jesus and when he died and ascended to heaven, it was still under the Roman Empire.
哦，好。然后呢，他头有十个角。
His head had the 10 horns.
哦。十个角，角是动物用来自卫或者攻击的武器，所以代表它的能力。
The horns are used by the animals as a form of defense, and it symbolizes its power.
哦，十个角，那个角也代表王啊，每一个角是代表一个国王，一个王的出现。
And these horns also represent a king, and each horn represents one king.
那么特点呢，在这个末世地基督的帝国当中，会出现这个国际大莲蓬。哦，这个十角就是大莲蓬，十个国就是世界的莲蓬。
What is special about this is that in the end times, these ten horns will represent all this union of different nations and kingdoms and powers.
那这个联盟呢，他们会奉那个小角啊作为盟主，他们的带头人、代理人。
And this in this union of powers in the end times will grant power to this small little horn.
有十个角，但是十个角又伸出一个小角，它的奥秘在这里。
There's a mystery about having these ten horns, and yet another small horn grew out among them.
那这个小角又把十个角里面的三个角，十个王里面的三个王毁灭掉，连根拔起。
And then,
被他毁灭掉三个王，被小角毁灭掉三个王。
This little horn was which came out among from among them, also plucked out three of the first horns.
你看第八节啊
，verse 8
啊，我正观看这些角，见其中又长出一个小角，先前的角中有三个角，在这角前连根被他拔出来。那而且这个角是有眼睛的，像人颈，有受夸大的话，那以后再解释这一段。
And these three horns were among the first horns were plucked out by the roots, but it's a little horn, and we will explain on that in the future.
总之，我们今天先分享第一个时期四大兽的时期。
We will share first on this age of these four great beasts.
下个再接下去的星期二是吗？我们就进入到第二个时期，就是小角的时期。十角跟小角的这时期同时讲。
In the next session on Tuesday, we will continue to expound on the time and the age of the little horn.
好，暂时先讲到这里。
We conclude here for today.
那我们哈，大家要清楚哦，请大家读七章到十二章，读熟它。
If you want to be clearer on this, please read yourself from chapter 7 to chapter 12.